The capital region is filled with opportunities for people to attend community dances. Community dancing generally has a variety of dances and formations during an evening. Circles, squares, long ways, the roots of contras. Snaky lines, scattered formations, couple dances, waltzes, and occasionally others, and international folk dances. The typical community dance emphasizes dancing in which people enjoy moving to great live music as a community. Everyone is welcome, no matter how fast or slow moving they might be, and no matter what their age. Monthly dances include Albany Shindig at First Congregational Church on Quail Street in Albany, New York, and Old Songs Community Barn Dance in the Old Songs Community Arts Building on South Main Street in Voorheesville. Dance Flurry founder and dance caller Paul Rosenberg and folk musician Sue Mead join us now to tell us more about these community dances that are happening throughout our region. And it's a great pleasure to welcome you both to the program. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
How did you, Paul, I guess I'll begin with you. How did you get started in this whole thing of bringing these dances to the various communities in our region?
Well, I started as a contra dance caller, and I had a lot of fun with that. I worked a lot with Selma Kaplan, who works here or worked here.
She's still on the payroll. Yeah.
And as time went by, I found that the contra dances got a little bit... The choreography has changed. It got more complicated. So I decided to look into other areas. And I was doing a lot of dances, like for summer camp counselor groups, for example, where they would absolutely go crazy over fairly simple dances. They just absolutely loved it. And that was just one example. Weddings, a lot of private parties, groups. And I think my favorite group to call for was this event in Crown Point, New York. It was a barn dance, and it was filled with two totally divergent populations. One was the crunchy granola types, and one was the rednecks. And they all danced together, and they played music together. And I said, this has possibilities. This is something that I'd like to see happen locally in the Albany area. And I thought, with the choreography getting more and more complicated at the contra dances, I said, let's see if I can start a dance series where the dances were more forgiving, they were simpler, and that we could bring more cross-section of people together. So we started with the Albany Shindig and the Old Songs started both around the same time several years ago.
Sue, tell us about how you got started in this, and obviously music being such an essential part of it.
Well, my husband and I had moved back to the area around 98, I think, and we ran into Paul at a jam session that he was running every Tuesday night, and I was a beginning fiddler, and I think within a couple of weeks of you meeting us, he asked my husband, Jim, hey, can you play for a dance? We need a guitarist, and I was just sort of learning on the side, and Paul allowed me to sort of huddle in the background of this, you know, little dance group. Band. And one day he just stuck a microphone in front of me and said, you're part of the band. So I must have learned enough. We've been since like 2000 or so, I think.
We've probably played a couple thousand gigs together.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
So give us a sense of, for you, what is it like to be on that side of the equation?
What I love seeing are the people who come to these dances who are skeptical, who say, I don't know how to do this. I don't know the steps. And afterwards, after they've gone through this, and Paul's really good at working with people who've never done it before. That's, I think, one of his goals is draw people in. They will come up to you later and go, I had the best time. This was so much fun. And we did have one person say, you know, when's the next one? When's the next one? So that's, you know, that to me means a lot, is to draw those people in and show them this is fun.
What is it? What's the challenge, or what gets them over the hump to finally go from there's no way in hell I'm doing that to being out on the dance floor?
All you need is for them to show up. Once they see how easy the dances are, we've had, I think our toughest one is summer camp campers, where at the beginning, some of them will be off on the side, or some of them will be making trouble off on the side. Same thing with, we work a lot in elementary schools. Once they hear the live music and once they see how much fun the dances are and how simple they are and anybody could do it, I think a lot of the problem is our culture is into the the pop culture, Dancing with the Stars, where they think a dance has to be, you have to have lots of talent. Anybody can do it. And that's where I find that if you show the people how easy the dances are, they'll jump right into it.
And they'll do it.
Yeah. All these dances are no experience needed. If you can walk and count to four, you can do these.
I'm not sure I can do that.
You can do it.
For a dance caller, I'm assuming you get a read of the room of what people are in for, and,
exactly,
and what they would like, and
yeah,
and what would work best at that moment.
Yeah. In fact, sometimes I work with musicians who want to know ahead of time what I'm going to call, what dances I'm going to do. And I always say I have to see what's in front of me at the time, and then I'll know what I'm going
to
do.
We're always the last to know what he's doing.
Yes. Right. It's good that they know all my repertoire. And
we're always asking between, which one is this?
Yeah.
And this is something, obviously, I know it is occasionally done with recorded music, but it has to be done with live music, doesn't it?
We never use the last time I used recorded music was like the first year I was calling, and I didn't know many musicians. Yeah. So it's been... I think the last recorded music I used was 1985 or 86.
That was before me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for you, in performing the live music, you're very much a part of it. And you can feel, even though you're not out there dancing yourself, you can feel.
Yeah, and
like
with
you
those
are.
Microphones, we can make comments. Or if Paul needs help, we might be able to help out. Sometimes, you know, he'll say his voice, they start tuning him out, and he'll say, could you say this? And it's like a different voice helps.
Yes.
So there's a little bit to, like you said, watching the crowd and seeing how they're reacting. And so it's sort of a team effort. But we're still under, you know, what does Paul want to do? What dance are we? What kind of tunes maybe that he wants? So, but yeah, it's a team effort.
I can't get to all of these, but you have a million... okay, 10. But many, many events coming up, and one being the Albany Shindig, which is this Friday at 7:15 at the First Congregational Church in Albany, and then many others. So what goes into putting that schedule together, and how ultimately can people find out more of a dance near them?
I would say that probably looking at the Dance Flurry organization website, which is danceflurry.org, is the best, or contacting me through my website, homespun.biz, because there are more. We don't list all these dances, unfortunately, in either website. But part of what community dancing is that each community likes to hold their own dance. We just had one in Gallupville in Schoharie County on Saturday night. Sue organizes a dance in Charlton in one of the nicest halls you'll ever go to. Nice old Grange Hall.
Harmony Hall.
These dances are out there, but they're very much underground, it seems. It's, you either know if you live in the community, or you have to really search them out.
Yeah. And once you are there, I guess there isn't, once the community shows up, they can come by themselves, they can come with other people.
Exactly.
It can be a group activity.
No partner needed.
Yeah, we get these. Sometimes we'll have groups of people, like sometimes a singles group will come. We also had RPI Outing Club. They're really into it. They have a tradition since the early 30s. They've been dancing square dances back as a group. So they have been coming out to some of our events, helping us lower the average age a little bit. But we are, speaking of which, we are open to families. So those who want to come for a nighttime, that's part of the reason we start at 7 or 7:15 for most dances, because some people will go out with their children for an hour or so at an event that starts at night. So they are much more family friendly than an average dance.
Yeah, I think at our dance up at Harmony Hall, we get a good mix of, you know, youngsters, you're talking somebody, you know, 4 or 5 and on up to 90-something. And it's good to see the community come together in any community to do this. It's, you're getting to meet your neighbor. You get to dance with your neighbor. You know, bring your friends, bring your family. That's what it's all about, is getting together, having a great time.
So. And if you need to set one out, you can.
Yes.
And in fact, that's a good point. That's part of the community dance aura. Is that the tradition is to have more interaction with people, get to know your neighbors better, have longer intermissions, Sometimes we have two intermissions at an event so that people could talk together. And so dancing is not the primary thing. I think most dances, people come to the dance primarily for the dance, secondarily for the community. With us, it's primarily for the community, and the dance is just the way of mixing together. Of course, the music and the dancing is wonderful, but the community is a major, major part of it.
Yeah. There is an instructional element to it, though.
Very little. And that's the thing about it, is that if you can walk, you can dance. We don't need to...
You follow along, right?
I mean, you just learn as you earn.
Yeah, he calls out each move. You know, each dance is taught. Yeah. And as the dance progresses, he continues to call, and then he'll see that, okay, they're getting it, and sometimes he'll drop out. And people are just doing the dance because now they've got it. You know,
yeah. The dances come from a period in history when everybody knew the dances. They knew the steps, so that there were no callers back in the days when we started a couple hundred years ago. So people knew how to do the dances. They learned from their families or whatever. So the dances, the choreography is just so simple, and there's a limited number of figures. So, I mean, a do-si-do, you do 25 times a night.
Yeah, you've got it down.
Yeah, or maybe 200 times a night.
It seems in dances that I've been to, it seems like there's always that person, that couple, that group of individuals who seem like they're ringers. Like, they just know what they're doing. They come out and they just show off. Now, I'm not complaining. That's very cool to watch them, but, man, they're good.
Yeah. Well, we pretty much don't get that at our community dances.
Yeah.
They kind of, I guess they get, most of them get bored with what we,
I mean. Ours are too simple.
Our dances are not yeah. fancy. They're yeah. very, very
And people
plain.
Travel from dance to dance. I mean,
yeah.
that's the fun thing about where I'm at is that I'm a musician who plays for these, and I'm a organizer who puts a couple of dances together spring and fall, and then I get to go to dances when we're not the band, which is really fun. We hadn't been doing that for a while, and now there's more of these community dances that are reachable and we can drive to and get to, and we just have a great time. But I'm finding I'm meeting a lot of the same people who travel to each of these dances, and I'm getting to know them. You know, these are new friends that I'm starting to acquire.
So here's the deal. You have wonderful dances coming up. The first one, and the one that's closest not only in geography to our studios, but also closest in time, is Friday, March 15th, 7:15, the Albany Shindig, First Congregational Church in Albany. You can see the entire list. You can find out more information about all the community dances that are going on, and they're really everywhere. Marbletown, Schenectady, Cambridge, Schoharie, Knox, Charlton, Ballston Spa, everywhere. So we have the entire list of events on our website. It's wamc.org/roundtable, and you can see that list, and there's all the information that you need. And as you mentioned, you can also go to the Dance Flurry website as well. Paul Rosenberg, Sue Mead, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you both on the program.
Thank you.
Have fun. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.